Daily Light, December the 13th. Morning. Be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Fight the good fight of faith, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. Be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2 verse 1. And Colossians 1:11, Colossians 2:6-7, Isaiah 61:3, Ephesians 2:20-22, Acts 20:32, Philippians 1:11, 1 Timothy 6:12, and Philippians 1:28. Daily Light, December the 13th, evening. For you will render to a man according to his work. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Oh, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. Oh, Lord, you will ordain peace for us. You have done for us all our works. For you will render to a man according to his work. Psalm 62, verse 12. And 1 Corinthians 3, verses 11, 14, and 15. 2 Corinthians 5, 10. Matthew 6, 3 and 4. Matthew 25, 19. 2 Corinthians 3, 5. And Isaiah 26, 12.